This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks. Next 2 hours, broadcast healing like nowhere else in radio. Thank you for being here, robertscottbell.com. It is the Super Don Show, because I got to open talking to him. Forget Robert Scott Bell. Just got,
really?
We've got these, occasionally you throw out these internal debates that we go external with, like pineapple on pizza.
Super important ones, right?
Right. Well, these are the ones that, life is hanging in the balance. Actually, obviously, we do have some life and death discussions to have today. We do. Get serious. We will. I promise.
All right. Well, before we get to that, though, we've got somebody coming on this hour we haven't had on in a really long time. I'm really excited.
Me too. Mariah Barnhart, the can of babies, the can of moms, right? This is a woman and a number of the moms that are super moms out there that we met as we were, integrating cannabis back into Scott Belcher.
It was really, because I've had people comment to me about how much we talk about CBD on this show, right?
Yeah.
And there was a time where it just wasn't on our radar. We were talking about all the things, that are out there going on and stuff like that, but CBD was not one of them. And it was when we got involved with the movement.
Yes.
Going back to when we were in Chicago, going back to when we went to Denver to the Cannabis Cup, and we got hooked up with some really cool and influential people. We got connected with the Cannamoms.
Mm-hmm.
And, these are moms that with kids that are having, these health issues. That at the time, if you remember, this was when you had the medical cannabis refugees that were having to move to Colorado
the medicine for their little babies, right? And
This,
again, that is life and death. That's a serious issue. So we've got Mariah coming back on. Mo's going to talk with us about what's happening in Florida since the constitutional amendment was passed, and now Governor Scott apparently signed some regulations. I want to get into that with her. And hopefully get more information out about how this cannabis plant is helping little children who have been over-drugged and injured by the vaccine and drug manufacturing industry and the doctors who prescribe them. That'll be big on our radar today. Also, Jeffrey Jackson is back, and we'll be talking about some vaccine issues, hiding the dangers, and wiping out whatever is left of informed consent. If you'd like to be part of the show, Cap Morgan's working the notes, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So, Super Don, I was out with my lawnmower. Doesn't require any gas this morning before the storms hit.
Your lawnmower? Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a funny-looking one because you said it looked like a rake. It technically is an offshoot of something called what is it called? Go ahead, say it.
A scythe?
Right, I'm calling it a Sith. Because it's like a dangerous weapon. As I walk through the grass and I don't have to turn anything on or fill it with gas, still the grass is going, hey, it's the Sith, it's the dark Sith Lord. He's coming to cut us down. Right.
We are now going to refer to you as Lawn Vader.
Lawn Vader. The thing is, I think this is much more kind because I'm not taking it down to the root. I'm just taking the big old ones that are going to seed. And they're going down like that. So I do this, but of course you've been making fun of me because I can't say, what did you call it? Scythe. Now I'm confused myself.
No, see, now you're messing me up. It's Scythe.
Yes, that's my point here.
Scythe.
It's spelled S-C-Y-T-H-E. And I look back, I'm going back in time now to learning these words. And tell me there's not like one or two words that everybody has that they have a kind of a mental block about. I mean, am I the only one? The certain words that you look back and you suddenly you remember remembering them and going, that just doesn't look right. Right? We've got a lot of words that we can go, hey, that doesn't look right, doesn't sound right. No, most of them will pass right by you, no biggie. But for whatever reason, I'm realizing at this word, every time I saw it, I want to say Skype. Skype. And I must have not been taught proper English when I was in public indoctrination centers, public schools. Because this particular word, even though I was a good speller, I've been in spelling bees and done well, that particular word is just kind of, I got a mental block about. So I wanted to go back and originate that, and that's what I said.
And here's the thing. I mean, the English language is probably the most screwed up, unusual, hard to learn language. This is what I've heard anyway of all the languages in the world. That, you know, there's all these exceptions and things that, you know, you're supposed to do a certain way, except that unless it's this way, then whatever. Because, I mean, think about it. S-C-Y. Mm-hmm. Think about it. What do we talk about on this show all the time? We talk about science, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would we call it Skyance?
No, of course. But, again, people, if you want to rail on me for this, go ahead. But I'd like to know if there's a word or two that you have from growing up in childhood that is like one of those things where you're like, you can't get over the fact that you learned it in a way that your body, your mind went squirrely on it. And that's the word for me. So I call it a Sith. At this point, I like it better.
It's whatever. It cuts the grass. That's all that matters, I guess.
But then I give it to my teenager to do the front, man. The kid goes for 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes. And says, oh, it's all done. I'm like, where did you even take down the long pieces of grass? I don't see where you know, it's like, I think I'm going to have to go through with this a little bit more in depth for him to understand how this thing works.
You know what? And like that's so funny because I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, I was like most teenagers. My job was mow the lawn, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the kids in my neighborhood, you know, they'd get out to mow the lawn. They'd either plug it in because it was an electric lawnmower.
Yeah.
Or they have the gas, you know, and they're mowing the lawn. My parents, they had one of those old push mowers, right?
What did it have? Was it a cylinder that rolled?
It didn't cut unless you pushed it, right?
Yeah,
you
know, I know that. And they were heavy.
Oh,
really heavy.
And it sucked because everybody else, you know, the moment I'm like,
you know, the irony of that is like I would kill for one of those today because that would make my job even easier.
The reason why I bring it up because I'm thinking about your son and your son's probably out there, you know, thinking like he's like, you know, from the 1700s trying to look what my dad makes me do. I have to use this thing, you know, and everybody else is pushing
I'm
the
trying
gas.
To give him a basis for something that may happen in his lifetime and get him ready in case, you know, you don't have access to cheap gasoline. What do you do then, right? That's all. I'm trying to be a good dad.
You send him out to the porch to churn the butter so you can have dinner, too? Or is that...
I would.
That's
I would,
funny.
But I don't have a cow yet. So anyway, folks, that's how we open the Robert Scott Bell Show. You never know, so you always want to stay tuned and get plugged in. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. All right, now on to our friends in the United Kingdom, UK Health Radio. 6 in 10 of you Brits are skeptical of claims made in drug clinical trials. 60% of you Brits. I don't know what's wrong with the other 40% of you, but okay, we're on the way. Now, what shocked me in this report, and it's in the Daily Mail and National News has a piece on it as well, is that 82% of the GPs, the general practitioners, those are the medical doctors at NHS, 8 out of every 10 of those doctors are skeptical of claims made by drug trials. 8 out of 10. Now, look, England, America, of course, we're distinct cultures at the same time, very much share a lot. Allopathic Western medicine is shared, even though it's delivered in a more socialized system there than it is here. The reality is, I'm wondering if the doctors in England are ahead of the ones in the United States, because I was surprised by this number. 8 out of every 10 are skeptical, because the way the doctors operate, they don't show much skepticism at all when you see their prescription pads, you know, practically catching fire with how fast they're writing, here, take this, here, take this, here, take this. Okay, you're skeptical, but does it alter your behavior as a physician? And this is where, I don't know, is it feigned cognitive dissonance here? That we know the information, the science, the peer-reviewed literature is bunk, but still, I got to keep writing these scripts. Unless, like we talk about with Dr. Batar last night, and we do from time to time here, acknowledge the fact that these doctors themselves, when they're met with the same conditions that they're writing scripts for you, they're looking other directions. They're looking other ways. They're looking to herbs, to supplements, to homeopathy, to detoxification of the liver. Yet, when it comes to you going to them, you don't get that same response. So let's think about this. You go in, you're in England, maybe America too, to the doctor. 8 out of 10 doctors are suspicious of the science that is peer-reviewed, published to promote the use of a drug for X number, Y number, Z number of ailments. And I want to ask you, do you ask your doctor, hey, doc, why are you writing me that script? Are you one of the 2 out of 10 that still trust the science as it's claimed to be in the peer-reviewed literature? Or if you're not, if you're one of the 8 out of the 10 that are skeptical, why are you writing me a script for synthetic poisons that have nothing to do in reality with why I'm here to see you? I don't lack synthetic pharmaceutical drug molecules that have never before been in existence anywhere in the natural world before at least the 20th century. Certainly new ones coming out now. So I find this a fascinating discussion in my own mind, whether you all find it as fascinating as I do, Super Don. This is a rather interesting thing. The question is, what do we do with this information? Because we know the doctors, by and large, are not doing anything with the information. They just continue to write the drug prescriptions.
Well, I don't know what the, you know, how if there's a difference between a GP, which is what, a general
practitioner,
MD,
MD, general MD,
so
kind of thing.
The equivalent, but yeah. You're right. Because, I mean, if you've got 8 out of 10 of them that are skeptical about clinical trials, yet they're still writing prescriptions for the drugs that were approved due to the clinical trials that they're skeptical about,
yeah,
there's a bit of a conflict there, a contradiction, right? Almost a hypocrisy. So, but here's the reason why, I think, is that if you went to a doctor and they went to write a prescription and you said, you know, are you skeptical of the drug trial, clinical trials? If they answered yes,
mm-hmm,
and you said, please don't write me that prescription. Can you please do something else? What else is the doctor going to do?
Right,
they're not trained to do anything else. They'd be just like, well, I guess you better go see a different doctor because I don't know what else to do other than write you a prescription.
You're a googly moogly.
Yeah, there you go, making good points again, Super D. Hey, you Brit doctors out there, if you're listening, what do you do if you're that skeptical? You don't think that the information is truthful that's being revealed to you in the peer-reviewed literature? You think it's biased in favor of the drug appearing more safe or more effective than it really is? What do you do? Perhaps that's why you're depressed. That's why suicide rates are high in the medical profession, because you got a schism in your psyche. I think I said that right. All right, back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, archives, remember, if you miss the show, GCN, our syndicator in broadcast radio, available for you for free after the show. Go to GCNLive.com. Also, our local radio affiliates around the country, around the world. And, of course, SoundCloud at RobertScottBell.com. A lot of places you can get this for free. Please share it, pay it forward, because you're getting information like nowhere else in broadcast media. We got a lot more to do. A lot more to do. Can of Moms coming up this hour. We got Jeffrey Jackson next hour, and who knows what else in between. There's a phone number if you'd like to call live or leave a message when we're off the air. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, folks, if you have to use allopathic medicine, right, and I've talked about this, emergency trauma, even surgery, my gosh, it, a last resort scenario, but sometimes in acute traumas, you got to resort to things like that. And we don't diss modern medicine for that. In fact, we praise them for their ability to do extraordinary things there. But what about if your kid is in trouble and you need help? Now, I'm thankful that I haven't had to use that, but if I did, one of my best friends happens to be a pediatric surgeon. We've had him on the show, Dr. Mark Chait. He's in the Orlando area, great guy, and I'd say if I had to have something done, that'd be a guy. I know he's more than competent, you know, and he also knows about arnica and silver and stuff, but when he's doing surgery, he's got to do surgery. The question is, where would you take them? That's the problem. The bigger problem is if it's not outpatient in some way, you're in a hospital. And how do you know what, for your kids, is a safe place to take them? Isn't that a reasonable question, Super Don? You're a dad?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do your homework. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that or realize that. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody that's in our position who's seen some of the stories and covered some of this news.
Yeah.
Would look at it and go, okay, let's do some research, let's do some work. But I think a lot of people just go, hey, my kid needs some help. I'm going to just take him to the hospital. period. Bam. You know, that's just what you do.
it can be a perilous journey. You got to be careful about that. Now, the U.S. News and World Report apparently has an annual survey, or however they determine this, and one of the things they vote on is the best pediatric hospital in the nation. The best in the nation. And this year, how do I approach this?
They look at all the hospitals.
Yeah.
And of all the hospitals in the country.
Yeah.
This is almost like Miss America. And the winner is. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that they picked, U.S. News and World Report, the best children's hospital in the country is Boston Children's Hospital.
No, wrong.
No?
That can't be the case.
When I saw this, I was just like, wait a minute. I had to look through this and try and find out if this was like the Onion or something. Because
why do we say that? And parents, what do you think of them voting number one, Boston Children's Hospital?
Boston
Children's Hospital? No. Yeah. Parents listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show know better. And why do we say this? Are we picking on the Boston Children's? No, because this is the seat of a lot of what we call medical kidnapping. In other words, when we started covering the issue of medical kidnapping, Boston Children's Hospital played like center stage, star, personality, if you can call a hospital with a personality, of most likely to kidnap your children for experimental medications or standard of care that can't be defined, mandating and violating the rights of the parents to say, you know what, we've got a different way to go here. Remember the mitochondrial disease, the Pelletier, how do you say Pelletier's? Remember
Pelletier.
That? Pelletier.
Yeah.
We covered this, and it's like they're number one. What does that tell you then about U.S. News and World Report? How do they evaluate and assess that without considering the fact that they, and wasn't the Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago also one of them? They're probably on the list. I don't know if the whole list is there.
The strange connection, and you know, Robert, this was a rabbit hole that we went down pretty far when we first found out about this. It was 4 years ago when the Pelletier case came about. We had Bo Berman, if you remember, on the show. Talking about that. And then there's this weird connection between the children's hospitals. It was like this children's hospital, that children's hospital. This is where all the medical kidnapping was going on, was from these particular hospitals. It was really weird.
Right. Yeah. Well, and how many of them are prescribing medical cannabis for kids? None.
The
answer is none.
I was counting here, huh?
Well, and that means to me that there is no number one on this list. They're only adequate in terms of hopefully they have good doctors to intervene in a crisis, a surgically necessary crisis to intervene. But outside of that, when we're talking about these chronic debilitating vaccine injuries, mitochondrial disease scenarios, you're just as likely to have your kid kidnapped as helped. And that's why I can't endorse any of these children's hospitals outside of surgical interventions to save their lives. Folks, we got Mo Barnhart coming up from the Canna Moms. We're going to get an update on the laws in Florida for medical cannabis and what that means for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, the scariest thing as a parent is to have a child who's sick and nobody seems to know what to do to help them. The doctors are at a loss, or as they try to help them, they actually end up harming them. You know, kids with seizure disorders, kids with cancer. And it's a disaster in allopathic medicine. I'm not saying the doctors don't want to help, but as we talked about earlier, they don't know much but drug therapy, and these synthetic things that can stop things from happening also cause a lot of other things that they don't intend, but they happen. And what do you do at that point? A few years back, Super Don and I got really immersed in the emerging cannabis culture as it related to helping folks, helping kids, helping anybody. This plant that had been vilified. And we connected with a bunch of moms. I call them super moms. They're called canna moms. And I've been cheering them on ever since, and they're extraordinary. And one of the founders of the Can of Moms is with us now, returning after a number of years' absence. My fault, not hers. Mariah Barnhart from the Can of Moms is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Mariah, welcome back.
Wild.
Yes.
Thank you.
First of all,
it's great to be back on. I appreciate everything you guys have done and continue to do, and raising awareness and spreading education is obviously key in this journey. For me, one of my greatest regrets, partially into my own daughter's journey, was that I didn't know cannabis was medicine. I didn't know how effective and safe it was, and I feel that my daughter suffered a lot because of that. So moving forward, raising awareness for other parents so that at least they know there's an option and never have to say, I just wish I had known. Dahlia, my daughter, was diagnosed with brain cancer at the age of 2. And like any parent thrust into that new life, everything that you know is ripped away from you. You lose everything overnight, and everything that you do is focused on saving that child's life. I was told immediately that anything I didn't agree to or sign off on would be means for the state to intervene and take custody of my child. The conventional treatment options that were going to be available were surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. All came with a high risk of death and other very detrimental side effects. But at this time, you're so desperate to save that kid's life that you don't even really know what's going on. That first month that she was diagnosed, she underwent several surgeries, very life-threatening surgeries. She was left paralyzed, brain damaged. We ended up being accepted into a research protocol at St. Jude for the rarity of her diagnosis, and she was stopping breathing and having to be resuscitated, and while still intubated from one of those incidents, she was started on chemotherapy. These children are being given research protocols, experimented on, and we don't realize that this exists until we're in that situation. Nobody could have convinced me the year before she was diagnosed that these kids up in these chemo wards are basically like watching a psychiatric ward where they're experimenting on people from 100 years ago. We believe that medicine has come so far and science has brought us so far that it's really hard to grasp unless you see it with your own eyes. And, of course, because of the rarity of the diagnoses at St. Jude, I was probably immersed in a higher range of deaths, and because of the experimental nature of the protocols, more symptoms and side effects, but it was very traumatizing very early on. She has been given dozens of drugs, chemotherapy agents, high doses of drugs like methotrexate, where symptoms and side effects.
Well, it destroys the immune system by definition.
Well, that is what all chemotherapy drugs do, is they destroy the immune system while trying to keep you from the brink of death, but far enough out to kill these cancer cells. And as we know, most of these drugs don't do a very good job of breaking the blood-brain barrier, so brain cancers are even harder to treat. But for any drug that's killing the immune system, obviously there's so much risk involved in that, and we just haven't come as far as I think that most people believe we have with a lot of these diagnoses.
Well, Mariah, I want to go back to an observation you made as well about witnessing these children in these wards, and it describes visions of torture, basically, that they're putting these kids through that, and it's hard for me to talk about, much less stomach, this reality. And you were experienced this, witnessing this firsthand, yet you're as strong a mom as I've ever met, fighting for your daughter Dahlia, and then on top of that, taking what you learned out to the world as you began to integrate and incorporate cannabis for her care.
What you realize early on with these kids is while we're trying to save their life, there's not a lot being done in the way of quality of life. And something you never think as a parent you will ever be faced with, a thought that you never want to say out loud, is that you do start to wonder if saving their life is worth it for the quality of life that they're being left with. There is not a lot of compassionate, safe, or effective medications for the symptoms and side effects of the drugs these children are being given, from nausea and vomiting, losing weight, having the feeding tubes put in, the brain damage they're left with from the drugs and the surgeries. This is also not just for cancer patients, but epileptic children and children with a variety of ailments for which there are no cures. So quality of life becomes really, really key. You're trying to save their life and at the same time give them their childhood back. You're holding them down and torturing them when they're too young or brain damaged to understand why the person who's been tasked with protecting them and loving them their whole life is now aiding these strangers to come in and poke and prod and injure them. So there's really no difference in the mind of a young child between being abused.
No, they don't. They can't tell the difference. It to them, it is torture. And Mo, you know, what you find is you began to discover the benefits of cannabis, obviously, as at the very least to counteract the brutal effects of the treatment that she was being given. But then we come to find that not only is it helpful there, but it may have healing impact on a brain cancer, on different things that nothing else would.
Yeah, I started cannabis still a little skeptical about its medicinal benefits. I started her on high CBD cannabis oil originally and raised THC as we got access to a broader variety of products. But my initial intention with starting her on it was actually as a neuroprotectant to try to repair some of the nerve and brain damage that had been done from surgeries and chemotherapies. And it actually ended up stopping her nausea and vomiting that several antiemetics never could actually help with. It stopped her pain. She immediately ended up sleeping through the night for the first time in her life. She woke up hungry and thirsty, never had to get a feeding tube, started gaining weight, was actually happy and playing and interacting. And there's no better decision I've ever made in her treatment than being empowered to make this decision that the doctors maybe were not on board with, but later seeing what help this offered her. Her neuro-oncologist actually left St. Jude and went to head up cannabis research in Georgia. So us, as parents, we are making a huge difference by just doing what we believe to be the best thing for our own children. And as we started to raise awareness for other parents, you know, education was needed. After education came, people wanted to know how to get this for their own kids, where to go. That's where CannaMoms came in. CannaMoms as an organization is just us as moms trying to help our own children. And in those journeys, reaching out to any other parent whose child is suffering that we feel we may be able to help. So with that, I am so glad to discuss whatever, you know, assistance we as individuals and CannaMoms as an organization can help any other parents with questions, with difficulties in access, with any of the difficulties we've been through that we know how to help you with. We're so on board to do our best as human beings to help other human beings. And I would love to discuss specifically what's happening here in my home state of Florida so that other parents like us and patients of all ages really can get a better understanding of the landscape under this new legislation.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. And by the way, also the issue of medical kidnapping is very real. As you said, if you had refused or fought back on the treatment that is devastating, they would have likely just taken Dahlia away from you and done whatever they wanted, and there would have been no hope then.
But so, as we know, over 50% of the kids in this, you know, I work with children now with cancer, with epilepsy, with diabetes type 1, with all these different ailments for which they have no cures. But something that's a staggering number that really puts it into perspective is over 50% of the kids in this country will be diagnosed with a psychiatric illness or disease by the age of 18. And with that being said, we know that there are no known cures for any of these diagnoses to date. And the risk of losing a child to the state who is aggressive, who has behavioral issues, who a parent refuses to medicate on psychotropic, dangerous psychiatric medications is very high and very real. Special needs children are particularly prone to hospitalizations, to injuries, and to having DCF involvement in their parents' lives because of that. So it's a huge advocacy point.
Oh, very much so. And, of course, if you promote the use of cannabis, some threats have been made by CPS and states to take children away just on the basis of that, because the pharmaceutical industrial complex feels threatened and the FDA and other state agencies don't understand that this is real medicine.
And hoping to take Florida blueprint to other southern states and eventually nationwide, CannaMoms is a federally approved 501c3, so we are a nationwide organization. And our intent is to educate doctors at the same rate that we're educating parents and patients. Because if doctors are educated, they're not calling DCF. If doctors are educated, they are recommending cannabis. They are on board with products that they believe are much safer, I mean, that we know for a fact are much safer, but also that can be much more effective than what's available today.
Exactly. By the way, folks, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Moriah Barnhart, also known as Mo. She's with Canamoms, canamoms.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We got about a minute before we have to take a break, and I want to continue with you. But this Governor Scott has signed some legislation, I don't know, empowering, altering, strengthening, weakening what the constitutional amendment was to make medical cannabis available. Initial feedback from you, and then we'll continue after the break. Go ahead, start briefly.
Hello.
Mariah, go ahead, Mariah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to lose you there. What I want to do is I want to set the stage here. We're just about up on a break, so I'll just hold off on that till we come back. But Florida, of course, the first of the southern states, I believe, to really embrace it, although not from the government level down, but from the people on up with the constitutional amendment. Yet the government
The government fought us on this from day one. We have had, this is actually our third bill implemented in 4 years. The first two bills were the government fighting our will tooth and nail, trying to give the people just enough to make them stop asking.
Right. And well, that didn't happen. Mo, we got to take a break. Stand by, Mariah. She's got a lot to say, and I want her to say it. We're going to come back and take this to the top of the hour. What's happening in Florida with the legislation in terms of access to medical cannabis, even for kids? We'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, just this last Friday, Governor Scott in Florida finally signed into law something that would activate medical marijuana expansion, cannabis expansion. Question is it really good or is it another failure on the part of government to listen to the will of the people with a constitutional amendment that had passed earlier? Mariah Barnhart is here to comment on it, give us perspective from Cannamoms, and we've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Mo, what do you think?
Well, I think that it doesn't fully implement the will of the people per the constitutional amendment that we were forced to sign into law in November. But I think it's a lot closer than what we've had, and that's largely due in part, actually solely due in part, to the fact that our neighbors spoke out on our behalf, and over 71% of Floridians voted yes on Amendment 2 to legalize this. So the government really had no option other than to implement legislation around that amendment. I think that there are some things important to note, but don't really need to go into a bunch of detail on, like they changed Office of Compassionate Use to the Office of Medical Marijuana Use, trying to keep the stigma alive there with the name, but also important because people get their cards from the Department of Health through that office. So knowing who you're reaching out to and contacting for your ID cards, which are required for both patients and caregivers. Patients must be 21 years of age. If they're under 21, they require a caregiver who has to send in an application and get an ID card as well. There's no reciprocity here in Florida, but if you're a seasonal resident who lives here for 31 consecutive days every year, you're eligible for this program. You are not allowed to smoke. You are not allowed to have access to the plant. And you cannot use cannabis if you are pregnant other than low THC cannabis. All of that can be discussed, but again, it just is what it is. We'll be fighting a lot of these issues in court. There will be a lot of lawsuits. The main important point of all of this is before this bill, you could only receive low THC cannabis if you had epilepsy, cancer, or muscle spasms, and you could only receive cannabis if you were terminally ill. Whereas now, if you have cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, PTSD, ALS, Crohn's, Parkinson's, MS, anything of the same kind or class, a terminal condition or chronic non-malignant pain from any of those conditions, you are eligible for cannabis in the state of Florida. Doctors don't have to take an 8-hour course to be eligible to recommend it to you. The course is now 2 hours long. Instead of being able to order you 35 days of cannabis, they can now order you 70 days at a time. 3 70-day orders are allowed, which means you only have to see your doctor once every 210 days, every 30 weeks. Most doctors aren't going to agree to that because they feel as professionals with licenses, they will have to follow you more closely. But those are the requirements per law in the state of Florida. And a huge one is that you were having to wait 90 days from the time you saw a recommending doctor until the time you were allowed to pick up an order for your cannabis medicine. That has been done away with in this bill. So I think those are the major points.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are other issues. Have you been in touch with John Morgan at all through this process? He's been an attorney that's been fighting this battle for a lot of years.
No, I think while John Morgan, had the money and the desire to do this and was a face of it, we as patients and caregivers really have had no interaction with him. Now,
okay.
With this new bill comes 10 new cultivation licenses. We're still a vertical integration state, so there's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not he's going to be a part of one of these licenses. To be honest, I just don't have time for that kind of speculation. It's
sure.
Really neither here nor there to me. But no, we have no direct interaction with Jonathan.
Right. And at this point, the state is not allowing for home cultivation for these people so they could afford it. In fact, I mean, how do poor people access this and afford even the medical costs for the doctor's consultation?
Well, that's a huge part of advocacy and activism organizations like CannaMoms. Obviously, we're tunnel visioned on the mission of helping these children. But we work with, we partner with, and individually assist patients of all ages and ailments. But I think it's going to take a lot of nonprofits and good people stepping forward to just help out at this point. It's a team effort, and it takes a village, and we're really seeing that here in Florida.
Well, you're doing great work, Mo, and lots of love to you and Dahlia and all the CannaMoms. We appreciate your efforts, and anytime we need to get something out, you let us know, we will. Folks, also, as we talk about the dietary supplement form from Industrial Hemp is still available, CBD plus CBDoil.com. You can go there and you can get it at 15% off with the code RSB15. Mo, appreciate you so very much for joining us and giving us a succinct view of what's going on here in Florida.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the awareness and education you're putting out.
Absolutely, and I really, really love that you're also empowering the moms and dads out there to know this information and access it and put it into practice as well. Folks, we're going to be back. Jeffrey Jackson's going to be with us, and it's true, and Mo has helped us to do it too. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.